Hello, it's Mr. ChrisAlf2004 from YouTube, but you can call me Chris Williams. Now, I blog from Wales, and you can be my friend on Twitter where I'm ChrisAlfW. But I want to blog about the Conservative Party in Wales. We're just a few months away from the Welsh Assembly elections, because Labour have been in government in the Welsh Assembly since they created the thing in 1999, rather. They created it in 97, but of course the first election was in 99. And at the last election, they formed a coalition with Plaid Cymru, and supposedly they'd been in a coalition with the Liberal Democrats. I remember Rhodri Morgan, the First Minister at the time, he said, "I'm happy to form a coalition with Plaid Cymru or the Liberal Democrats, but not the Conservatives." Of course, you think to yourself, well, typical socialists. No. My parents are Labour voters, but as I was born under Mrs. Thatcher, I like to think I'm a so-called child of Thatcher. I think the way to better yourself is to embrace conservatism. I know that back in my hometown of Pembroke Dock, and particularly through Milford Tidville, people grow up thinking, oh, you go to school, you fail the exams, and you live on job seekers allowance forever. That's of course. My attitude has been, oh, I'm going to throw myself into my studies at school, get my A levels, go to university, and then after university, I don't need to go back to Pembroke Dock ever again, because my current situation is I'm stuck in Cardiff on job seekers allowance. I could go back to Pembroke Dock, but of course, there's no work down there, so I'm stuck here in Cardiff, but there is work, but I don't have the qualifications for this work. Because the downturn in the economy means that those who have lost their jobs more recently are going to be the first to get back into the employment market. I'm new to the jobs market, so no prospects for me getting a job anytime soon. So education is the best place for me to be. I've only got a few minutes left on this, but I don't see the Conservatives, the Welsh, say, ah, oh, Conservatives, can't stand them, never going to vote for them, that sort of thing. Because, as was true at the Westminster general election, the Conservatives were not as popular here in Wales compared to Labour. Like, this is a traditional Labour heartland. I understand that the Conservatives were popular in Wales in 1982, the year in which I was born, but due to the coal mines closing down and other issues, I think that it seems that people like Peter Hain and other traditionalists like them, they say things like, don't let the Tories emerge. They don't say to me, people like that call the Conservatives the Tories. Like, they sort of say, oh, Labour is good for you. And old Labour, not Tony Blair's new Labour. No, old Labour is good for you. Because, it's old Labour that got us into this economic mess, as far as I'm concerned. The winter of discontent in the 70s, before I was born, all the fault of old Labour. Old Labour, of course, which is what Welsh Labour embraces, with its policies of free bus passes for the elderly, free prescriptions, and also the Assembly Learning Grant for university students. Loads of freebies that cannot be funded in the foreseeable future. And if they are to be funded in the foreseeable future, it will cause massive debt for the United Kingdom. I think that, obviously, England is picking up the tab for these Welsh freebies. I think there will come a time where the freebies will have to end, and Wales will have to, getting back to what I'm, the main point I'm saying, you rely on old Labour for handouts, but the Conservative Party are the party that will help you to develop yourself and your own abilities and help you to create your own work if you can't get a job yourself. So, Labour, the party of handouts, and Labour, of course, the key dominant party in Wales. So, Wales, a nation of people receiving handouts, that fed to say, benefit scroungers, it might be fair to say, because drug takers as well, to some extent. Now, this might be controversial for those of you hearing this in Wales, but I think you agree with me that I am right. I listen to Radio 5 Live, and the English member say, oh, I'm glad I'm English, because I'm rich, and that's something. I got a fantastic job. You listen to radio as people phone up and say, oh, I'm depressed, I feel like killing myself. Right, I'm short of time, so bye for now. Bye-bye.